So, 4:30, we're calling the meeting to order. The executive committee meeting. Is this our first one of the year for executives?
We have not had one for about 2 years.
This is the first one I have attended as a board member.
Okay. On the executive committee.
Yes.
Okay, so, adoption of the agenda. As we possibly amend some, put some amendments on the agenda. Does anybody have anything? I have one item, right?
I'm sure.
Yep.
You have an item?
Yes.
Well, I might as well put an item on there as Benton County's.
That's item.
Ours.
Okay.
We're going to put it 6.5, Benton Signatory Contributions.
Okay.
Just a little discussion on that at 6.5. So with that addition, are there any other additions, or is there a motion to accept the agenda?
I'll move to accept.
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Number three, we have creative planning assistance proposal. We need to get an approval of that, and Brandy's going to say a couple words about that.
Yeah, so at our November 18th meeting, board meeting, the trustees approved up to $50,000 of the 2025 surplus to be used for the accounting transition support. So this request would allow us to use that money and to contract with Creative Planning to provide that support. And we know Creative Planning because our previous auditor, KDV, was part of that organization. They kind of took it over. So they know us, and they can make recommendations to provide support based on knowing us and an existing relationship. On page, is it 5, is a fee proposal. So this is the fee proposal that they provided to us. When we look at it, we don't necessarily see that we would need all things. The things that at this point we're most interested in is the onboarding of our new Associate Director of Accounting, and we have had acceptance of an offer and have someone scheduled to start on January 5th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so super exciting. And so what they would do is help with onboarding that person and myself, actually, to do training about public financing and just that, so that the person knows a lot more than they do now. And also, I know a lot more than I do now, but I'm learning. And so that is the onboarding. It's a one-time $5,500 cost. And then the other thing that we definitely want to work with them on is the audit preparation, because next year will be the first audit for both myself and our new Associate Director of Accounting.
Okay.
And so they will be able to assist us in making sure that audit goes as smoothly as it can. And that is a not to exceed piece. And so that would be up to $16,500, depending on what exactly we needed. There might be some other services that arise, but so far we are managing with the day-to-day department work. Staff and bills are getting paid, deposits are being made, and we are able to maintain segregation of duties with Patty's assistance on checking things off. So I think, as I was saying before the meeting started, it's a lot, but it is happening, and I think fairly well. So I don't know how much of, like, the professional accounting support services we would need or anything like that. But either way, we would be monitoring these expenses to make sure that we did not exceed the $50,000.
Huh? On a month-to-month basis? Okay.
At least. At least month-to-month. Month-to-month, okay. If not week-to-week, yeah. The fee proposal also mentions a 60-day evaluation, and the clock for that has not started. It would start once we entered into a contract and actually doing something with them.
Okay.
Any questions?
Can we go back to the person we hired with experience? Or
you mean the person who we've offered the position to?
No, yeah, the person that that starts on January.
Right. So that person does not have experience doing public funding, okay. Public funded institutions, so they would need that training. Onboarding and training. They are very, very smart, though, and I think will catch on to things really quickly.
Okay.
We do have a system that we use called BDS that is a bit of a bear, just speaking from my experience the last few weeks. And so one of the things that creative planning would be able to do under that onboarding, and that is helping us learn to use the software we have even better. So okay. I think it is a really good thing. The other thing, when we were talking to them, I asked, I said, is this $5,500 per person? And she said, no, it's $5,500 for the content. And so that means that I will be able to be in on those training sessions as well, which will help me understand better, especially around the public funding and things like that, and okay. I think help me be a stronger executive director. Yeah, good questions. Any others?
Are the CDs going to be managed by them, or how are the CDs? That's different.
The CDs are still under the associate or under Great River, but they may be able to offer some additional insights with that. One of the things that we do still plan to do is shift towards Ellers. We paused that during this accounting transition time.
Okay.
Creative planning folks know Ellers, and so that again could be another place where they can help us. But that would fall into more of those things like the professional accounting support services or other financial consulting services. And so it would be on an as-needed basis. And again, like I said, the board already approved the money. It's just now saying this is who we want to work with.
Any further questions for Brandy or I or about this? Motion to go forth.
I'll make that motion that we create a planning assistant proposal that we approve that action.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Some weight off your shoulders, hopefully, Brandy. Number four, comprehensive study, 2026 pay range recommendation.
Yes.
Action item. Brandy's going to say a few words about this, too.
So this is the pay range that was created based on the recommendations of Tesha Melvin with David Drown and Associates. Right? That was that comprehensive or comp study that was done. The board saw PowerPoint and some other information a couple of times. So in terms of that final product for that, this is the final product, is the pay range with quartiles. So the study did compare Great River pay ranges with other agencies that had relevant comparison points, such as tax capacity, population, revenues, and expenditures. Those agencies included other Minnesota regional library systems, Minnesota counties, both within our region and neighboring counties to Great River, educational institutions, both university and public schools. The study effectively lifted all the ranges except the very bottom and the top. So the average increase for all grades ended up being 3.5%. The 2026 pay range does keep quartiles, and I have received so many questions about quartiles in the last week. So just as a refresher, quartiles were added into Great River pay ranges, I believe Karen said, in like 2018, and basically as a tool to use to avoid wage compression, which is what happens when you have a whole lot of people down at the bottom of the scale. And so basically it can be used to help address that compaction by having varying increases between the different quartiles. Like you could have a 2% increase for quartile 1 within range, 1.5% for quartile 2, 1% for quartile 3, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Something like that, so that people who are lower down move faster up. Because one of the issues that we have, especially with something like that, because it lifted everybody and moved everybody up, what we end up having is more people who've been here for a while who are going to be down at the bottom of the pay range because the whole pay range increased. So to try to help fix that in the future, the quartiles allow us to do that a little more easily. So if the board or the, sorry, if the executive committee approves this, then those pay increases would be in effect as of December 22nd, as that is the first pay period that includes January 1st, 2026. And it's budgeted. I should have said that first.
This is in the budget.
This is what the budget is built on. Yep.
Do they have any, sometimes with DDA you can have a, like an appeal? There's no appeals to this.
Nothing that I've heard of.
Okay.
No.
We just went through an appeals for a third, and we had 23 out of 35 that appealed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No.
The DDA study didn't, look to reclassify anyone.
Okay.
We weren't doing...
you weren't reclassifying...
reclassifying jobs. We were just looking at what the
comp
the
study.
Pay
the comp,
was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing I was remiss on, I need to just point out... pay rates for bargaining unit employees are subject to that negotiated agreement. So this includes everybody, but obviously the negotiated agreement is still to come. Okay. Any other questions?
Was that pretty typical at 3.5 that happened last time, or do we know? Do I know?
I don't recall
that. So far, I know that was the first year I was here.
Yep.
It was last year.
Yep.
The total between the general and the in range, I don't remember how it broke out, was either 3 or 3.5.
Okay.
And with this, there are some people that are, it's a bigger increase. It
yeah,
depends
yeah.
on where they
right.
are.
Yep.
But
no,
we've already got a minimum.
Yeah, that's what I was
yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I think that's roughly what it had. And I think maybe that actually, that I think that's what it had been the last 3 years, because I think that's what was in the contract for the last 3 years.
Okay.
So
all right.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
For comments, questions? It's hearing none. Is there a motion to accept this?
I'll make the motion to accept the comp study pay range recommended.
Okay, Tim, is there a second?
Second.
Greg, any
mm-hmm.
further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all. So the employees get a raise.
Yay.
This month yet.
Mm-hmm.
So number 5, Great River Regional Personnel Policy Update. Action item on this too. Nicole, you want to address this one a
sure.
little bit?
So Minnesota statute is revising their statute regarding meals and breaks. It was that you had to offer a meal break anybody over 8 hours. They've changed that to meal breaks. You must be allowed for anybody that works more than 6 hours. And so really we're updating our policy to align with that. And we're also, part of what we're doing is providing clarification that employees may no longer skip their meal break as a general rule, that if that's something they wanted to do, it would be a unique circumstance for a single shift, not something they could do routinely every shift. And then with the rest breaks, we're fully in compliance with the rest breaks. We're just adding language to make it clear that breaks are separate and you can't combine breaks to make one long break. So that's just a point of clarification. We were already well within statute.
One thing I did notice is there's a typo, and
oh.
I just saw it
yesterday.
Who
noticed
that? Did I put statue instead of statute again?
The
mail
break.
Mail
yeah.
break. Mail
break.
Instead
oh.
of
break.
Meal.
I read it for some, mail.
I'm the one who got
oh,
that.
No.
Oh, did you catch it?
Yes, we talked about it. I
oh.
thought, oh, do you get to get your email now? Or Brandy goes, no, that's just a typo. Don't you know that?
That's right.
What happens when you read things 100 times, then it says what you think it says.
Well, I just thought,
and
oh.
spell check isn't going to catch that
right.
one.
No, yeah. I just thought, wow, that's great. You get to check your email.
Well, you could.
You know,
I mean, it's your break. Do whatever
nice.
You want.
It's in there.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
Okay, we will fix that.
Yeah, pretty easy fix. Any
well, basically, we haven't got any choice.
Right. No, this is statute.
That's
yeah, this
statute.
Is. Yeah, this is just the legislature
down.
doing what they do lately.
Any other comments or questions on that? Would anybody like to make a motion to accept that?
I will.
Greg?
First, accept it.
Second on that?
I'll second.
Lissa, any further discussion? And a call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So, next we are on to item number 6, Big Lake Library Update. Building update.
Yeah, so...
they doubled the size, you said?
No. So, last week, I and Jeanette and Jamie went and met with Big Lake folks. So it was the mayor, city administrator, finance director, and council member. And we talked about their proposal. If you might recall, back in October, they had asked for a meeting. We sat down, and they said that they were working on a new city offices, municipal facility that was mostly space for city and police, but also 2,100 square feet for the library. We said that was not big enough. We requested formal measuring of the building, and we are currently in a 4,300 square foot space, not counting the programming room. And so I responded to them, and I had spoke with Greg. I also spoke with Rayanne Danielowski,
who knows everything there is to know about the city of Big Lake.
Yes. And I basically shared with Hannah what the process is when a city wants to relocate, that they have to formally request approval from the board of directors and that the leadership team makes a recommendation. And I shared with her that the way it was, we could not, as a leadership team, we had met, and we could not in good faith recommend approval of going to half size. So there was a request for another meeting, so we went and we met. It was very cordial. At no time was there any suggestion that they might be looking at larger than 2,100 square feet, although they said that they were open to discussions, but I really don't know what that means. So what I did was I asked Hannah to move forward with that we needed to have a full study of what they needed. They asked repeatedly, what do you need? But basically in the frame of what is the minimum you need over and over, and like suggested that we use our statistics to see who uses the library the most and build it for them. And so what I shared with her was that, one, we as general practice request that a city council make a formal request for us before we put in all that time to make a full space needs analysis study, because it does take quite a bit of time. I also shared with her that at this point in time, with our library development plan that we have, what that plan does is it looks for how to expand services in a location. It doesn't look at how to make them smaller. And so I told her that we don't have a method for doing that. And I don't have board direction to do that, but that could be part of the library development plan discussions that we have in 2026, because that's when we're supposed to do that again. I told them that the timeline for library development plan would be that we would, as a leadership team, start working on that in early 2026, but that it would not be presented to the board for approval until likely October, because there's a lot that goes into it, and multiple times during the year where we'd need to get input from the board in terms of, do you want us to look at this kind of alternative service or that one or something like that. So I don't know what's going to come of it. I know that right now I don't feel like I have a way to do what they want me to do. I don't have a way to make something smaller, to pick a specific part of the community to build a library for, as opposed to for the whole public. And that's really what it sounded like they wanted. So I don't need any action from the board at this time, but I wanted to make sure that I'm keeping you all informed. After the meeting, Rayanne did call me, and she and I talked for about 45 minutes a few days ago. She's very concerned and wants to stay up on it as well. So that's what is happening with Big Lake. I think right now there's nothing going on with our current facility that would make me say staying there wasn't much preferable to moving into a 2,100 square foot facility. So right now we'd rather stay where we are. That's 4,300 square feet, plus there's an additional programming, shared programming space. And so, yeah, any questions? That's what I got.
What is their reasoning for shrinking?
They're trying to build a great big building. They're getting a lot of pushback from the community. The mayor and the current board pride themselves on being extreme conservative financially and socially. That's where they're at politically. Mm-hmm. I know these people well, mm-hmm. right? In building that big building, I just don't think they were thinking ahead on how much space a library actually needs. I know what Commissioner Dan Lowski's advocating for and what I'll mention to him when I see him probably tomorrow night. Is that stay in the current space that you're in or expand in that space, mm-hmm. right? Is it an ideal space? No, but like locationally, it's great
because it's awesome.
Right across the street from the school. Mm-hmm. You know, it's in a convenient area. It's got a functional parking mm-hmm. lot, and they don't have a lot of money into it, so it can appeal on a lot of those levels. But in terms of making anything bigger in the new building, there's a tremendous amount of pushback okay. from the population, and it doesn't make sense. Mm. When you have a building you don't have much money in, you know, keep your library yeah. there, maybe move the food shelf over there on the other side or expand it for this, right? Food shelf doesn't have a home. So
and
it was kind of an omission really in the building process as far as I understand it. Yeah. So
And it was not initiated by us. Like, we didn't reach out to them and say, hey, we'd like to be in that building. Or, like, we just said, let's try to figure out a way that on really, really cold days, the pipes don't freeze. Like, that's all.
They've been kind of dragging it along for a while. I mean, the library mm-hmm. used to be in with the city hall, and now it's not. And I think somebody down there was thinking, well, we should put the library in with the city hall again. Yeah, not in a closet.
No.
It's not going to work out, you know.
yeah.
Okay.
But I just want to make sure I'm keeping you all informed
yeah.
of what's happening. Because it's, you. Yeah, I don't know.
They also said they want to make the offices real small so that they can come over to the library and use the space. So they're already
using the, mm-hmm. not the library space, but that they have
smaller office
small
space.
Meeting rooms that initially they had said could be used by patrons for like study rooms or meeting rooms, but then at the same time they said that their staff would need to be using them because they've downsized their office space so much that they can't really have a meeting in their office. And so I haven't been able to get clarity on how that would work. The one thing I did ask was whether or not library staff would be able to use like the break room, the general break room, and I was told no.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, they're trying to build a big building without spending much
that's
money.
It's not
going to
work with this
be,
right here, is it?
It's not going to work out.
Huh? That's not going to line up with our with the changes in what personnel, you know, the policy update.
Right.
If you don't have
does the
break.
City? Oh, excuse me.
No, I'm done.
Does the city own the building the library's in, or are they yes. leasing it right now?
They own it.
They own it. Well, that I mean, if they were leasing, maybe you could see.
Oh, they own it.
It's
or they just don't want to put any money into that building.
It's a building that they bought quite a while ago, and according to Rayanne, and like I say, I mean, Rayanne has been the mayor.
Yeah.
Rayanne is on the carnival committee. Rayanne will be in service to the citizens of Big Lake forever. Anyhow. It has been. So I rely on her a lot for what's going on in Big Lake. And she's just like, well, they didn't put a lot of money into that building when they got it, you know, and she'd rather see that one retained. But then that's working within the structure of politics inside of Big Lake, which I kind of stay out of because I'm not their commissioner. Mm-hmm. I used to be a little bit more involved in it, but I'm not as much now because I don't want to. Because that's Rand's space for some of those more direct politics.
Yeah.
I make enough trouble just doing what I do on a regular basis. So.
Yeah. Well, all you can do is keep us up to date on it.
Yeah. Which I will continue to do.
Okay. Good.
And we'll start. Yeah, I'll. Now that I have a better idea of where we're at, I'll work on the Pauls and everybody that I regularly contact.
Yeah, I think it does make sense next year when we do start talking about the library development plan. I would like at that time to see direction from the board of do you want to think about how to go smaller? I think there's a lot of risks involved with that. But that is definitely something I would want board input on.
It's already pretty small.
It is.
For a community that size. Mm-hmm. In a community that's still growing. I mean, that's, we're Oroch, but that's our school. That's mm-hmm. where our kids go. That's where, there's no libraries in Oroch Township, mm-hmm. we're lucky that we have anything, but.
And regardless of the number of patrons you have in the library, if you downsize your materials, you're going to have less, mm-hmm. right? There's going to be less and less patrons coming. Right.
Well, and what I shared with them is, we can, as leadership or city leadership or board, whomever, we can make all kinds of plans about, this is a library that's built for this part of the community. But the public doesn't care. They're going to show up expecting a library. They're going to show up expecting the kinds of services that Great River is known for providing. And that's where I think it's just a fraught question.
And the location is so great. Mm-hmm. If you have even meeting rooms and things being by the schools.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it is. And our current, our staff there are doing a great job of making connections with teachers and working with teachers and the school. And so you don't want to break that.
Okay.
So thank you for your time.
Oh, no further questions on that. Otherwise, we'll skip to 6.5, Benton Signatory Contributions. Should we let Ed take this one since he was in meetings all day about it?
Yeah.
Or, what's going on?
Nothing happened today. We approved the levy and the budget, and Benton County virtually went back and looked, and they cut the library contribution by $6,000.
They did?
Yep.
So it's done. A done deal, right? They cut it by $6,000?
Yeah, we didn't even have discussion on it today because it was in the budget when we did our budget work session, and we just went through the budget and approved it today.
So are they willing to take less services, or how?
Well, that's going to be up to the library board to decide. I mean, my take on this is that if Benton County cut theirs $6,000, and you look, maybe it's okay if we say Todd County can cut theirs or Morrison County can cut theirs, but we can't say the percentage, we can't use the same percentage for Stern, Sherburn, and Wright because we will be short, $50,000-$75,000.
Right.
If you do the formula. You got to do the formula.
Yeah.
So I talked to Brandy a little bit, and I guess, I suppose this is something that we need to go to full board with.
Yes.
And if they see that this is the way it is, we just cut the services and staff and time at the Foley Library and see what happens.
Yeah,
it's a.
We have to.
That's a big challenge against the JPA and against.
Yeah, and you can't even go to the JPA and.
You have to, because otherwise, if we leave services exactly the same and you're not paying in, well then, people would say, what's wrong with you? Are you stupid that you cannot figure out you can pay less and get the same thing?
Yeah,
I mean everybody wants that, right?
The ripple effect is going to come. Right,
and that would be a big.
I want to go buy hamburger for $1.99 a pound. I can't, but I want to, right?
So, and that would be a big effect if we, tried to reduce every county's by that amount, the percentage amount. It would be a big effect. Not enough that the library can withstand that.
What percentage is that for?
I got no clue. I didn't figure it out.
Okay.
I don't know.
Can't do the math. So, we didn't cut ours.
Huh?
We did our budget today. We didn't cut it.
Thank you.
we cut our wages. We did all that, but I mean us.
You cut the commissioner's wages?
Oh God, I have every year, every single time.
Oh boy.
Every single time.
We at least froze ours.
Every single time whatever's proposed, we cut it in half at the most.
But you haven't been in the news like Benton County's been in, so they knew enough that they better not take a raise.
Well, that's just what we do.
Yeah. So
I don't necessarily agree with either, but that's how life goes. But.
Yeah.
So then
didn't cut libraries. Or any other central services.
Madam Chair, I would ask this committee then direction that you might have for January. Obviously, we need to bring this to the whole board.
Yep.
Do you then, the direction that I'm hearing from you is that you want us as a leadership team to look at what would it be to reduce $6,000 in services for the Foley Library?
Yep.
That'd be my thought. I mean, coming from,
That's the only thing we can do. I mean, that's the only thing that makes seems like a reasonable response, at least to me. I mean,
what percent is 6,000 of?
I don't know. I didn't do the.
You could give that percent.
Well, it's got to be.
But the what was the overall budget amount?
540.
540 something. So yeah, just do a rough calculation. If somebody has a calculator, you could just do the rough calculation.
We can look into it. So
okay.
Just give the full board the numbers.
It's probably 1 to 1.5%
at most. Yeah,
and you're not going to want to do a whole comprehensive study of what they want. The city wants
just the percentage. You were over the max. Is that 6,000?
No, it was what they did is the county attorney looked at it, and the JPA says that you can go back 2 years. And look at your average of 2 years, and you can cut your library services. That's the maximum amount you could cut it.
Oh, by the JV, okay.
But, yeah.
That is one interpretation. I've heard others.
Okay. That's what our county attorney interpreted it as.
Yeah.
That's why we have a Supreme Court, because you ask two attorneys the same question, you get two different answers.
And a former county commissioner says that when told our county attorney once that, if you're the attorney in the room and the other one an attorney is, and the client had an attorney, one of you is going to lose no matter what.
So it's about 1%.
1%, okay.
Yeah. I just did the 540 and the 6,000. So.
Okay. So, we will work on that, and we will be sure to come back to the January full board with.
Could be just closing earlier at some point, maybe.
After the board meets. My suggestion would be is that you send county administrator a letter that we're going to cut the services by this much. He can bring it back to the county board because we do have places we could grab $6,000 that's not in the budget.
Yeah, I mean, we want to try to – this just popped into my head. Cause after I said close earlier, I don't want to punish the staff because this happened. And I realized – and just as I said that, I realized that might be kind of punishing the staff if they're used to getting to work – this period of time, this many hours a week, and it's factored into, their life, then I don't want to be them, so.
That looks like the only way, I was trying to figure out, it looks like the only way you can cut 1% is to cut open time 1%.
Yeah, it would be open hours.
It would be open hours. It looks like, there's nothing else that really you can come and say that this library, because of your county, has to be,
Yeah, because we have a floating collection, because we have a model of everybody gets the same services, everybody gets access to the same collection, and that I, off the top of my head, don't know how I would parse out $6,000 worth of collection or something that like that. So I appreciate and share the desire to not harm staff. At the same time, I don't know what other option I have. I'll take it back to my leadership team and see what people can come up with.
Seems like a great idea.
Yeah.
Because I'm at a loss.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, did you see Greg from Beltrami County? They cut theirs $270,000. They went back to the original Miranda agreement. and they will cut that much out of the two libraries in Beltrami County.
So open hours are getting decimated.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
But, you know, on AMC, there was a lot of counties that are, they're looking at library funds really heavy. So, you know, I think the board had better get a handle on what we're going to do. We better either start looking at not filling positions or something, because I think you're going to need to show some kind of a cut next year in county contributions or county signatory, whatever they call it. So, you know, we got to start pretty early because the budget's got to be done by July 1.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
it's such a conundrum, because I just feel like the issue is coming up because of other mandates from the state.
Yes.
The state has absolutely. The state has shoved mandates at the counties that are really punishing, really difficult, makes it impossible to, or beyond difficult, to keep your levy increases at a reasonable level. And then so they start looking for other places to cut. And, you know, information, education, and helping people have a better understanding of the world they live in is not the place to cut money.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just going to say, and what we know, too, is that as the economy goes down, more people mm-hmm. come to the library.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. I can no longer afford my own service at home. I'm going to come to the library and get it. Yeah. You know, I can't afford to buy a book. I'm going to, you know. I get lazy and have a tendency to buy books, and I am donating them. And then I should probably go to the library more. But.
Well, I appreciate your words of support, and we will work on what this
okay.
is. Thank you.
Okay. We don't have an open session, open part right now, so our next meeting is January 20th, which we will be doing election of officers.
And your last meeting.
My last meeting. So with that, we can adjourn, or do you want a motion to adjourn, Tom? We'll take a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Okay, Melissa, is there a second?
I'll second.
Ed, all in favor say aye.
All right.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Meeting adjourned.